Good evening, Detroit. This is National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, Michael Van Tool, and Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. We're so glad that you're able to join us this evening. What a cold day in the Midwest, a cold day in the Motor City. We thank you for listening in. And, of course, our call-in number is 657-383-0565. National Detroit Weekly is issued every Wednesday evening at 6:30. But you know what? When you go onto the Blog Talk Radio link, you can listen to all of our programs. Just key in keywords, National Detroit Weekly, ND Weekly, Michael Van Tool, National Detroit Weekly. You can get access to all of the programs that we recorded throughout the year right up until today. And, you know, it's available 24/7 anytime you want to. Just go to my Facebook page, Michael Van Tool, VanTull, or go to blogtalkradio.com/ND Weekly. But as I said, we're glad that you're here joining us this evening, today, or whatever time it is when you listen to the program, and we appreciate you being in and logging online. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by American Standard Roofing. They are Michigan's number one roofer. American Standard Roofing has certified crews available for you, free estimates, financing available. And it's not just roofing. Gutters, skylights, and siding, they can do that too. And they use the finest, most durable materials. They have a design center in there too to help you put it all together and coordinate it. Let Arnie know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly on Blog Talk Radio. Here's the number for American Standard Roofing, 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. And the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker call for a free, no-obligation consultation. I'm just going to go through a partial list of services they provide, because you may have something that you're dealing with that's not on the list, but let me tell you, they have the professionals that can protect you in court and protect you in the legal way. Auto and truck accidents, workers' compensation, Social Security disability, veterans' benefits, birth injuries, medical mistakes, child custody, employment law, business litigation, probate and estate planning, criminal and DUI defense, and bankruptcy and more. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker is your law firm, and they're ours too. The number is 248-353-7750. I want to personally thank Hot Sam's in downtown Detroit for helping me to take my wardrobe to the next level. Hot Sam's has been in downtown Detroit since 1921 at 127 Monroe Street. And let me tell you, they've got custom tailoring for men and women. But if you need an outfit for a wedding or formal wear, if you have any type, if you need uniforms, they've got uniforms. If you ushers at your church, they've got all that. They can put all that together at Hot Sam's. And let me tell you, they can take you to another level at Hot Sam's. That's what they're doing for me. And I want to thank Hot Sam's for being my fashion consultant. Here's the number for Hot Sam's if you want to find out more. They're open every day from Monday through Saturday. The number is 313-961-6779. Again, 313-961-6779. Look, if you let them know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly, let me tell you, every single one of our supporters will give you a better deal than if you just walked off the street. I just want to let you know that. I don't think I say that enough, but there is an advantage for dealing with National Detroit Weekly. We take care of our audience. If you're in the market for buying a new car, and this time of the year is a good time because there it's Christmas time, and maybe you might want to buy your loved one a brand new car. Well, this is good because, you know, the inventory for last year, for 2016, is on its way out. But the new models, they're trying to get the new models in. But look, I'm just, you know, between me and you, I don't care if it's 2016 or 2017. I'll take it. I'm going to take it. I'll buy it. That's a new car to me. Okay. Matter of fact, a 2015 is a new car to me. But call Deacon Moe at Avis Ford. He can put you in a brand new Ford vehicle. The number is 248-226-2566. Again, 248-226-2566. And call him now. Call him now. That's all I could tell you. I had to save this one for right now because I need to take a chance. And then I promise you, I'm going to let Harold Sullivan say something. I'm going to let Pastor Taylor say something in a minute, but just let me talk about African Fashions and More, part of Classic Expressions, 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. Look, and Pastor Taylor's already telling me that their Black Friday sale is still going on. It's past Black Friday, ain't it? It's still going on. Well, you know what? They'll give you a deal, too. Just let them know that you heard it on National Detroit Weekly. All right. People come up to me all the time and say, Mike, where can I buy authentic African clothing? You believe that? All right. Well, you know what? What I would tell them if they did ask me that is that you can buy them at African Fashions and More on 9 Mile Road in the Park. And they've got a fashion designer on site. They can customize all your outfits. They have authentic, colorful African fabrics. None of that made in China stuff, made in Bangladesh. No. I told you, this is the real deal here at National Detroit Weekly. And these are authentic, colorful African fabrics at reasonable and low prices. It's direct to merchandise to the public, no middleman. So, you know, it's right between the originator, the maker, and the seller, which is African Fashions and More. They've got everything you're looking for: Kofi hats, ties, shirts, blazers, skirts, pantsets, separates, head wraps. I'm telling you, go in there, and you will see an explosion of color when you walk in there. I'm telling you. This is what you do. Go up to Oak Park. It's at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. Here's the number for African Fashions and More. They're part of Classic Expressions, and the number is 248-951-2363. And I'll tell you what, they've got a big event coming up in February, too, for Black History Month. We'll give you some more information as soon as it's available. But African Fashions and Classic Expressions are hosting a major Black History Month affair at Greater Grace. But we'll update you on that. But don't forget, it's direct to the public, no middlemen, authentic, reasonable, designers, material, authentic, on-site, authentic African print, P-R-I-N-T-S, for you, prince and princesses, African fabrics and more. The number again is 248-951-2363. They've got coats too, coats and jackets. They've got children's fashions too. So I'm just trying to cover everything. They got all that. Now, I do want to talk about Beacon Outreach Mission, and because we have, as you know, I am part of Beacon Outreach Mission and Ministry. Beacon Outreach Ministry is the church services are every first and third Sundays at 2 p.m., but this coming Sunday, December 18th, is Beacon Outreach Mission's first annual talent showcase. Now, let me tell you, the tickets are $25. The tickets are available on Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. And the tickets are available here at the box office for Beacon Outreach Mission at 24681 Northwestern Highway, Suite 400E, Southfield 48075, right at Evergreen and Northwestern behind Speedway. So tickets are available, and you can purchase them from us this week right here at Beacon Outreach Mission's headquarters and box office. So keep that in mind. Now, Pastor Taylor is here. Pastor Taylor, how are you?
Oh, I'm just great. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good.
Yes, he is. And this Sunday is going to be spectacular. I can't wait. I think I was saying that the fire marshal is the only reason that we're not going to be able to fit more people in this Christian center here on the fourth floor at Beacon Outreach. And we've got a plan for you. We've got a show for you.
Yes.
And I just want, let me let you talk a little bit. I've been talking since we got, I know people are like, well, where are the other people at? Well, is it just him? But let me let you talk about it for a few minutes.
Hello, good evening, guys. It is your famous sister of the hour and our famous brother of the hour. And basically, the event is going to have comedians, poetry. Yes, yours truly, Michael Van Tool, he's going to be doing a spoken word, jazz. And get ready. And then we have a comedy, Kenny. Yes, Kenny is in the house. He is going to do comedy. And then we have Melvin Bender. He's our comic, too. He is the guest of the hour. And then we have singers and dancers and a rapper. I don't know if you heard of him, but his name is Clean. And our event is geared towards the youth. It's geared towards battered women. And it is geared towards men that are being abused as well. Children that don't have nowhere to go, don't have anywhere to stay. We want to open up a center for the beautiful children out here in this world, not just the children, but also their parents. Because in this world, we have a lot of women that are single mothers, and we have a lot of men that are single fathers. So we just need a place for a safe haven. Right, Michael?
That's right.
So we're going to have dancers. We're going to have comedians, poets, rappers, singers, actors. It's going to be crazy up in here on Sunday the 18th. So I would say get here early, get your tickets, get your seats. DJ Gams is in the house, and he's going to be on the turntables, and we're going to have a good time up in here on Sunday, December 18th.
Beacon Outreach was founded in September of 2009, and it is founded because there are so many women that are broken and so many men that are broken, but there are so many women that is being abused secretly. Everything is happening behind closed doors. What I call it is I say that they have a mirror, that they put a mirror on, amen, and they act like nothing is going on and nothing is going wrong. But that child is seeing their mother being abused, and that child is seeing their father being abused behind closed doors. Anytime that you raise your voice or anytime that you're arguing back and forth, that is abuse. Anytime you're cussing at the person that you love, that is abuse. Anytime you slap them upside their head, that is abuse. So guess what? People aren't homeless because they want to be homeless. People are homeless because they lost their way. They either lost their job, and that's what we do. We provide job resources, job referrals. People lost their home. That's what we do. We'll get you into a place. We'll find you somewhere safe to go to. If we can't do it, we know somebody that will and that can. Also, if you're in need of a job, that's what we do. We get you a job referral, job resources. We know every person. We're connected. And that's what it's about. We have to be connected in the things of God. Is there somebody on there that want to say something? All right. So we got to be connected. When you are connected, you are connected to Jesus. And Jesus knows everybody. He knows everybody. But he knows where to go, and he knows who to find, and he knows who's in need of Beacon Outreach Mission. And get ready for this talent showcase, because it's going to minister to your heart. It's going to be laughter, it's going to be joy, and it's going to be fun. So I'm here to tell you, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Thank you, Pastor Taylor, because I know I covered heaven. I know you had more, and it's for a good cause, and it's for the work of Beacon Outreach Mission. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan, Pastor Taylor, and myself, Michael Van Sewell. And I am looking forward to this coming Sunday, December 18th. I guess this will be just my second performance this year. I'm hoping next year to have a few more, and we've already lined up our first event in April already. We'll be talking about that a little bit more as the days and weeks go along. But I'm excited about having my DJ there, DJ Gams, backing me up. He backs me up every time I go out and perform. And we're looking forward to a great show. Let's see.
Just a little thing.
I need you like a house on fire. Put out my flames, knock down my door. I've already been around the world since I was four. Let me see, put some words on paper. Somebody called it poetry. Threw a crew together, can't find a place to stand next to me. Got me so confused about my life. Go ahead and tell me which one is my wife. Shorty got me covered like Allstate. Laced me up and down like my bootstraps. Lipstick on the side of my face. I need you like I need a bad movie. I'll probably be doing that to a new updated track. More that was on my original CD over a track that the studio provided for me at the time. But when I do performances now, I bring it up and do some over some new tracks. I'm doing that and then. I'll be doing something, I think, off of my new book, but we'll see. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So, but that's called Bad Movie, and we're looking forward to Sunday. All right. Look, Carol's going to be talking about some things. Of course, we probably cover some politics a little bit tonight, but I do want to talk about some of the events that we had promoted from last week, like the Spirit of Giving. Spirit of Giving Gala was fantastic. It was Saturday, December 10th at the Belle Isle Casino. It is the largest fundraiser for Franklin Wright Settlement. And Alexander Zonjek was the guest performer. And we had a great time at the Belle Isle Casino, all for a good cause again, Franklin Wright Settlements, which is helps families in Southeast Michigan. Also, I think we talked about James Tatum Foundation Volunteer Awards Dinner back in November. We had a great time with that, too, at that. And I wanted to also mention about Ocean Financial Services. If you are if you're looking for financing, cash, money for your business, Ocean Financial is here and ready to help move you forward. I got a call today from a young lady that wants to start her own salon. She works at one now, but she's trying to branch off and start her own. You know, she's already operating in a business, but she wants to build her own place. So she called today to ask about financing. And I said, absolutely, we can put it together. The only thing we want you to do is be in business for about 2 or 3 years. and she's been in business for about 2 or 3 years, but what she wants to do now, she doesn't want to rent anymore. She wants to have her own place. So we're going to look for finance advisors. So that's the kind of stuff we can do. If you've got payroll to meet, if you've got merchandise you want to purchase, inventory, that's what we do at Ocean Financial Services. Here's the number, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300, Ocean Financial Services. And if you have any other questions, financial questions, Ocean Financial Service will be able to help you. Pastor Taylor, I've been paying attention to some things that have been going on in Washington this week, and I know Harold has, and Harold is going to he has a few notes, and he's going to cover some things. But the only thing I wanted to say was that right now I think there's a lot of distraction going on, and unfortunately, the new administration that is getting ready to come in, I think, is really distracting us from some major issues that we really have to think about. Instead of having a dog and pony show with Kanye West at Trump Tower and other people parading in and out, all these other celebrities parading in and out of Trump Tower, and time we focus on something serious with Donald Trump, all of a sudden we get all this frivolous tabloid stuff. Because as we were discussing the new Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, all of a sudden Kanye West shows up at Trump Tower for a photo op with the new president-elect. And I think we got to be careful. There's some serious things going on around the world right now, not just with ISIS, with Iraq. You know, one of the largest cities in Iraq this week is basically fallen. And what I mean by fallen is that there is no law and order. Most of the buildings have been blown to bits. The residents of Aleppo, the city that I'm talking about, most of the residents are homeless, hungry, hurting, dying, sick. Meanwhile, our president-elect is entertaining Kanye West at Trump Tower. Now, you know, and don't try to blame everything on Barack Obama. Remember, the day he was sworn in, the Republicans said that they were going to do whatever they can to work against him. The new administration wants to chop up Obamacare. Do you know how many, Pastor Taylor, do you know that there are millions of people that rely on Obamacare? It provides health care for those who can't afford it, and or those who don't have enough coverage. And for the new administration to come in and say they want to dismantle it, not only African Americans going to be affected by this, but poor whites are impacted by this too. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of things going on in this world that needs attention more than football players coming into Trump Tower and rappers coming in and out of Trump Tower. And then he throws somebody like Mitt Romney into the mix, who he knows he wasn't serious about in the first place, or Al Gore, a Democrat. He parades these people and makes us think that he's seriously considering them when it's just a dog and pony show. What we really need is somebody that takes this job seriously. Pastor Taylor, one national news anchor, Keith Olbermann, already came out and said, oh my God, I think we just elected an idiot to the White House. Now, this is this was Keith Olbermann, a national news commentator. And unfortunately, I think more and more people, you know, if Mr. Trump does not focus on what is really serious about this country and this world, I think more and more people are going to say something like that. And it's really critical that he focus on the real issues. And if he doesn't take Russia seriously, let me tell you this. Russia and the its leader, Vladimir Putin, I think will take advantage of the chaos in a weakened White House and a confused White House to be more aggressive around the world. Remember, Russia has already taken over countries on its border, like Ukraine, this year. They're already surrounding us. They're taking over countries surrounding Russia already. So can you imagine if Donald Trump considers Russia a close friend? Are they going to take advantage of that to gain more power in this world? And we have to be really careful we don't wake up one day and realize that Russia has outsmarted Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. Yes, we've got to take this stuff really seriously, let me tell you. We have to take it real seriously.
Also, we have to remember that Donald Trump never wanted to be president anyway. He was just doing it for popularity. We have to keep in mind that he's not for us. He's really against us. He has no type of structure for our country.
And Pastor Taylor, honestly, and I can tell you this right now, I don't know what Donald Trump stands for. I don't know his plans for this country.
Oh, are you talking about the 100-day plan? Who comes up with a 100-day plan?
I read that.
He didn't even come up with a 100-day plan. And he's been in office for how long? And he wasn't even doing that. Do you know how long it took for Obama to fix up Bush's mess?
And it's a very ambitious plan. I don't think it's realistic either. But I think that, it has to be, he has to make clear what his vision is for our country, what the vision is for America's role in the world. On one minute he says he doesn't want us to go into other countries and take over and nation building and fight wars. But on the other, right. And then on the other hand, he says we're going to utterly destroy ISIS. Now, do you understand the conflict? And then he says he wants to build up the military. So if we're going to do all that, let me know what our plan.
Michael, if we start paying attention to what the Word of God tells us, then we will see that he's not for us. He's actually against us. He has no common reason, no understanding at all of how to run a country, what to do with the people. There are people that are homeless. This man is a billionaire. He could have picked any other career. You know, he could have picked any hobby, but he just wanted to prove that he could be a president. Now, Hillary Clinton would have been more fit as our president. Yes, she's a woman. People were against her being a woman. There was a bias that this was the most because women are most. But is that okay to make the choice? Donald Trump would never.
And I just read a report that the city of Detroit made the top of a list this week of one of the most economically distressed and poorest cities in the country. That was a report this week. And so there's some things that have to happen in Detroit too. And I just don't see, I remember him talking about the cities and him talking about Donald Trump when he was here, talking about law and order. And that's what basically it sounds like. But I didn't hear anything about how he was going to bring jobs to the cities like Detroit. We really need to
keep our eyes open, get our act together
and be in a position, really. You know, I was talking to Renee Cunningham the other day. She calls herself the legacy protector. And I'm going to talk about her in a minute. But she was talking about how we have to protect ourselves financially. Mm-hmm. And we really, and cities like Detroit, you know, communities like Detroit, African-American communities, have to really begin now to think about protecting our communities. Yes, one another. Because I still haven't heard the plan on getting people back to work in a city like Detroit. I tell you what, Pastor Taylor, if I ever run for anything,
you will.
I always say that the first thing I'm going to do is talk to business leaders and owners in Metro Detroit, in Michigan, and I'm going to go and talk to them and have them commit to providing jobs, opening up part of their business in the city of Detroit, build their next factory here, build their next headquarters here, build their next division in the city of Detroit and hire Detroiters, hire people. Because I think if I come with anything less, why would anybody want to vote for somebody? Let's do something real. Don't just get out here and say a lot of things that people want to hear and just to get elected, because that's what a lot of people do now. I've been part of organizations my whole life, like the Salvation Army. I won the Salvation Army of Stars Award back in 1987. I've worked with the Lions Club. I'm still working with the James Tatum Foundation. Solar Seed Youth Organization, Franklin Heights Settlement, not because I was planning on running for something. I was doing this stuff back in the late 80s. I'm only beginning to start thinking about running for something right now, but the only way I would do it, Don Bosco, that's right. I was a mentor for Don Bosco years ago. And I know they just had an event the other day with Randy Scott and one of their fundraisers and Mike Epps. And you know, they've been doing a great job for a long time.
Yes,
so, you know, I didn't join these organizations because I was going to run. I joined them because I really wanted to do something for my community. But you know what I'm thinking about now? Maybe I will. But if I do, I'm not going to just come with the same song and dance that I've heard some politicians in this town all these years doing. And when they get into office, they don't do anything. What I want to do is talk to some real business owners and leaders and get a commitment, get a letter from them, a signed letter saying, Mike, we're with you. If you run for city council, if you run for state rep, we pledge that we're going to bring this amount of jobs. I don't care if it's 100. If your company brings 100 jobs, open up an office and hires 100 people, I don't care if they come and open up the factory, a small factory that they hire 500 people or 1,000 people. But let's do something real and put some real people to work so that people could own their own homes, so they can buy a car, so they can provide for their family. That's what I think needs to be done for real work. But look, Renee Cunningham is our newest sponsor, and I wanted to say something about her today because she wants to help you prepare yourself for the future. And it's almost, Pastor Taylor, it's almost like making a spiritual commitment. You have to make a commitment to protecting your financial future, just like if you have to have a spiritual commitment to changing your life. That's the same thing. It starts in the mind. You have to take steps to prepare for your financial future. And in some cases, it means stopping things that you're doing now or chip away at them and begin to focus or start your savings and your savings account now. Get on a healthy track to financial security. Get insurance.
If you have insurance, then you don't have to be on Facebook saying you need to collect money for Bob and Rob and Tom.
That's right, especially if something happens suspected in the family, maybe a death in the family. You don't want to be trying to go on Facebook and raise money. You don't want to be passing around the collection plate at the wake or the funeral. You don't want to be going on one of those GoFundMe sites because you've got your insurance and you've got it ready. So call Renee Cunningham, the Legacy Protector. Her number is 313-769-8583. Again, she's the Director of Benefits at AIL, American Income Life, and the number is 313-769-8583, Renee Cunningham, and let her know that you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. And again, my name is Michael Van Tool. We're waiting for Harold Sullivan. At last call, he was stuck in a nice traffic jam right here in the Motor City, and he's trying to make his way here to the studio. But Pastor Taylor is here with me from Beacon Outreach Mission. And we wanted to remind you about Beacon Outreach Mission's first talent showcase coming up this Sunday, December 18th. And the tickets are available. We have the ticket right now available, $25 in advance, slightly higher at the door. Performers are a little bit lower if you're one of the performers. But the tickets are available here at 24681 Northwestern Highway, in Suite 400E in Southfield at Northwestern and Evergreen, right behind Speedway. And church services are held here also on the first and third Sundays from 2 to 4. And it's a new ministry, and it's growing, and we're so excited. We started back in November, and it is growing, and to the point where we even have our talent showcase today. And we've got professional book talent coming in. We have talent coming in from out of state, but we've got comedians and a lot more. And Pastor, I don't know if you want to add anything else to what we said earlier.
Her name is Dee Lachey. She is I would say she's a very professional dancer. She's the best. But I'm looking forward to these boys, these two twin boys, Brian and Brandon. They're coming, and they're going to speak. They're going to speak life to you. They're going to talk about our youth to remind the older people that all youth aren't bad. Right, Michael?
Yes,
they're our future. And if we don't invest in our future, pretty soon, there won't be any youth left. You have to train up your child in the way that he would go. You got to train him up, just like God. You got to. Mm-hmm. So he will never leave without having any knowledge or having any understanding in this world. So are you for our future? If there's any teen runaways, we're here to help you. The number is 586-329-0199. Call us. We'll find somewhere safe for you to go. And if there's anybody that needs prayer, dial in 712-770-8031, access code 908-439. Dial in the prayer line. It's Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. You don't want to miss it because there's a test. But through your test, there's a testimony. And everybody right now, in the year 2016, you've already started your year. This is your new year already. Everything that you want, everything that you could imagine for, guess what? It's already been granted to you. This season, you may have been delayed, but you are not denied. That goes for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
From health insurance to financial support, to financial stability, to counseling, to furniture and strategy that does business consulting, to OSHA Financial Services that will help you get your business set up with a loan. All you got to do is be in business for 3 years, 2 to 3 years. Stability to have the dream that you've already wanted. That's what it's about. And that Beacon Outreach Mission and Ministry, you're going to find peace, you're going to find hope, and you're going to find joy. Now I'm turning it over to Harold Sullivan.
And as Harold, as Harold takes the mic, let me just say that Hot Sam's redefines the shopping experience. Hot Sam's is a one-stop shop for the modern gentleman located in the heart of downtown Detroit in the One Campus Martius building. The store features an on-site tailor shop, professional and casual clothing, outerwear, cufflinks, belts, hats, shoes, layaway plans, and unique services. Learn more about Hot Sam's and how we can take you to the next level. Just like I said, they'll take you to the next level. They're at 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit, and they do a great job. Thank you, Hot Sam's, for helping to take jazz poet Michael Van Tool to another level. All right, you know what? The man is here. The man of the hour is here. He has him and his entourage have just walked in. Let's clear the way. Let's move the cameras and the photographers and the paparazzi out the way for Harold Sullivan, your own blogger right here on National Detroit Weekly. And I know you got a lot to say, so take it away. You got it.
All right, Michael. And my apologies for not arriving at the designated hour, but hey, I am here for the duration. So, Pastor Taylor, you were talking about something that was very, very important, and similarly, something that I was listening to on the way here.
Wow.
And that is retirement plan.
Yes.
And Michael, as a banker, you know that developing that groundwork is important to do well before one retires. Now, what I'm finding here now is there's been a shift, if you will,
uh-huh.
for people who prior to the new healthcare regulations, they had opportunities for coverages,
mm-hmm.
but the coverages cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they didn't include a lot of the things that you really, really need to have,
uh-huh.
such as the dental,
right.
such as the vision.
Right.
So what they were doing is they were opting for coverages that provided them with 4 medical visits per year.
Mm-hmm.
That may be fine for someone who's in their 20s and 30s, maybe even their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But as you progress into your 50s and more medical maladies begin to make themselves prevalent,
mm-hmm.
the need to go to the doctor more often is more important.
Yeah.
So 4 doctor visits per year for one person may not be enough.
Right.
Now, the coverages in many instances will cover catastrophic situations or hospitalizations to a degree.
Right.
As a man who has reached his 60s and coming into contact with so many people that I know,
mm-hmm.
People have some of these minimal type coverages
mm-hmm.
that cost them a lot of money.
Right.
You know, just so that they can be compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have the DGS coverage.
Mm.
Are you familiar with that one?
No. What is that?
The DGS coverage?
Mm-hmm.
That one is don't get sick.
Wow.
That's that DGS.
Okay. No,
so just like you see a lot of people out here driving around,
yes.
every probably 4th person that you encounter on the road
uh-huh.
that doesn't have automobile insurance,
yes.
well, perhaps, you know, every 3 or 4 people out of 10 that you encounter walking around out here in the streets,
uh-huh.
they don't have health insurance. It's beyond them. So we have a working class, which is progressively older.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals can't aspire to retire any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, many companies stopped doing the pension programs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know about how pension programs throughout the country and even here in Detroit
mm-hmm.
have been rated down through the years.
Yes.
So people get to retirement age and they don't have a pension assistance that is available to them. The best they can possibly do is a 401k.
Right.
Once upon a time, companies were matching 401ks,
right.
dollar for dollar.
Awesome.
Then it went down, 75 cents to the dollar, 50 cents to the dollar.
Wow.
You may find some of those 401k plans that are there at this current point.
Mm-hmm.
But suffice it to say, the cost of living and even the cost of dying, Pastor Taylor,
mm-hmm.
has far surpassed the common man.
Wow.
There are all types of new functions
mm-hmm.
that are out there
mm-hmm.
that people not necessarily want to avail themselves on, but have to avail themselves on. Remember once upon a time, Michael, when you'd be able to plan for your funeral? And,
yep.
you know, you went. I don't know if you recall the insurance man who used to come by the house on Saturday morning.
I've heard of that.
And your mom and dad would go to the corner of the closet, and they'd pull out that little wallet or that change purse,
mm-hmm.
and they would pay on their policy.
Wow.
That insurance man came by the house once a month,
mm-hmm.
usually on Saturday mornings.
It was taken seriously.
Oh, that was taken very seriously.
Yeah.
That was taken very seriously. You know, your mom maybe had the money at over at Twin Peaks. You're familiar with the Twin Peaks, Mike? Twin Peaks Bank, right here. In the bosom, Twin Peaks. Left branch. There's a right branch and a left branch. Okay, so you know what we're finding now is, and let me just compare the disparity to a time when we felt, wow, we're trying to free ourselves from this particular episode in this time, but people were being buried, people were enjoying a pension, or some form of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
There was a golden age that you could aspire to,
mm-hmm.
to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, you know, you were living a lofty life.
Right.
But my, how things have changed.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about the high cost of dying, let alone the cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Because naturally, it costs you to die.
Mm-hmm.
And as you progress in age, you know, I used to have a little scenario, oh, you know, just throw me out in the backyard. You know, I'll be fine. But the question now is, and Michael, as a banker, I'm pretty sure can attest to this, what happens to
your debt?
Oh,
it
lives on. It keeps going on.
Right. So as opposed to us being able to bless our children and our children's children
mm-hmm.
with an inheritance,
mm-hmm.
with leaving a legacy, many of us are dumping exorbitant amounts of debt on our loved ones based upon the fact that we were not able to generate enough funds to leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that there are people who are out here right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that age category, in their 60s, and they're concerned. They're trying to say to themselves, what am I going to do? I'm trying to hold on to my home. I'm trying to drive this car that's 6 years old. I don't have a note on it now,
mm-hmm.
but it's nickel and diming me
mm-hmm.
every month,
mm-hmm.
which is just like having a car note.
Mm-hmm.
So the cost of living versus the cost of dying,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do we do? What are some of the things that we have to do? Well, many of us now have begun to, I remember when we used to have paper routes as boys, as little kids, I had a paper route to get up in the morning, go out, toss the papers, come back on Thursday and Friday and collect from the customers.
Yeah.
You know, kids don't do that job anymore. Well, first of all, they don't even deliver papers anymore because the newspapers are, you know, strictly provided in the news boxes or people just get it offline.
Yep. Right.
It's already there. But prior to that, you know, about 6 years ago, when the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press decided that they were not going to do delivery any longer, what happened was, but before that time, adults sold the papers. And even on Sundays now, when you drive around on your way to church, you see them on the corner.
Yeah.
It's manned by adults. When you go to the Myers, when you go to the Costco's, when you go to the big box stores, those greeter jobs, they're not manned by young kids, you know, working for $7 an hour. They're manned by Uncle Joe, who's in his 60s, by Grandpa, who's in his latter 60s or 70s.
I had a lady I used to work with, and she's older. She's like in her 60s. And she was like, Shada, I don't think I'm going to work in the mission no more. She said, I need something better. And she's going to do collections with, you know, the phone.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, call center. She's going to do a call center because they pay more. So it's getting to the point where the elderly have to work. We'll have to work
mm-hmm.
to gain more money if they don't have their own business or if they don't have a life savings put away. You know, thank God we do have somebody that will leave an inheritance for his children's children's children.
I'm praying that it will be a lofty enough of an inheritance, you know, for my surviving son and my wife and my three grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know. But it becomes increasingly more difficult every year to amass the amount of monies, to amass the amount of dollars that are necessary to secure that type of legacy for those of us that fall into our loved one category.
One thing that God did for me.
Come on. You know, do something. Come on. And we can all respect. And now you take the money. You call me anything else. Help us, help us.
It's
no
pennies on the dialogue. It's like,
look, Harold, the last time that we earned interest rate in the teens on a money market was the mid-80s. The mid-80s was the last time that you can earn 15, 16, 17% on a money market. That has never recovered. I remember I was at Comerica the day that the interest rates dropped way back then in the mid-80s. And it was 16 or 17% one day, and then it was 3% the next day. Do you know they're still around 2 and 3% to this day? It never recovered. And this was before the 2007 recession, depression for Detroit. This economy still hasn't recovered from the late 2000s, from 2007, 8, 9. It still hasn't recovered. Detroit hasn't recovered. Harold, did you? As I said before you arrived, there was a report this week where Detroit was on the top of the list. Another one of those lists for the poorest city in the country.
Yes,
you heard that. It was.
And unemployment for Detroit is staggering,
whereas the national unemployment rate, you know, we like to tout that. Oh, it's down to 5%. But when you look at particular demographics, particularly among African-American people, the unemployment rate it exceeds the 35th percentile. Now, you know, you're shaking your head. Pastor Taylor, she's shaking her head. I'm over here shaking my head. But what really made me almost want to cry was when I heard that the unemployment rate amongst the African-American demographic in Louisiana, particularly New Orleans, it's fast approaching 67%.
Wow, no.
In New Orleans.
Oh, no.
Which says, out of every 100 persons you meet, 67 of them is likely not to have a job.
My God. That could have been me. You know, but I thank God that He knows what He have for me. You know what I'm saying? And my prayer, people, is that the very blessing that God has given me, I pray that He does the same thing for you. But you know what? With those blessings, we good steward. You have to be a good steward with what you bless with. If you're not a good steward with the money that you have and you don't increase your blessing, you will not have anything. If you buy it on foolish things, you won't have nothing.
Pastor Taylor, I know we just have about a minute left, but you brought up a point, and that happens all the time. We get into a good issue at the very end. And I know, Harold, you had a whole bunch of notes too, and I just talked briefly about the distractions going on in Washington with Kanye West and some of the other Pastor Daryl Scott and the pony show that's going on at Trump Tower now, where we've got Ray Lewis. Yes, when we've got all these big issues going on, serious issues in Aleppo in Syria, and the problems we have in this country, Obamacare being chipped away at. But it's about focusing on our future. And it's so important, and I wish we had more time to focus on that and some of the real issues that are facing this country. But I just want to thank all of you on behalf of Harold Sullivan and then Pastor Shauna Taylor from Beacon Outreach Mission. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thank you so much. And tell your friends to listen to National Detroit Weekly. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless. We love you.